TC Energy has reported to a Montana federal court that it intends to start construction on the Keystone XL pipeline next month. Trenching won't begin until April, but in February and March, the company plans to move heavy equipment to sites for worker camps, pump stations, pipe yards, and the first crossing at the U.S.-Canada border. An attorney for the Rosebud Sioux Tribe says TC is jumping the gun. Wesley Furlong says TC's announcement is disappointing, but not unexpected. The Native American Rights Fund attorney says TC has tried for some time to start significant construction so that government agencies will feel compelled to grant permissions. Furlong says even pre-construction is invasive and destructive.
These activities are threats to the tribe's resources and their lands and their people. Even if they're not necessarily digging trenches and laying pipeline.
Furlong represents the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and Fort Belknap Indian community in their suit against President Donald Trump for violating treaties and tribal laws when he issued a permit for the pipeline. Late last year, federal Judge Brian Morris denied a request from pipeline opponents to place an injunction on the project. At the time, construction was not imminent. Judge Morris said in his order that he would reconsider the request if the situation changed. Furlong says now the situation has changed.
This accelerated construction proposal is certainly a factor in considering the tribe's next move and ensuring that their resources are protected and the treaties are respected and honored.
TC still has to get permits from the Bureau of Land Management for the border crossing and the first 40 miles of pipeline in Montana. The South Dakota Water Management Board will announce on January 21st if TC can use water for construction purposes, and the EPA is reviewing the most recent Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement with a January 21st closing date. TC plans to start trenching in Nebraska in June and in Montana and South Dakota in August, with construction to continue in the 2021 season. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.